Dr. Pepper Park and the Bridges getting ready to open its doors for 2026, not next month, but this Saturday, when the Green MV St. Paddy's Day party kicks off at noon. And joining WFIR anchor, senior reporter Jay Moreno and me live in studio this morning is Dr. Pepper Park president and certainly one of our favorites every time this season rolls around. Waynette Anderson is with us. She's got a lot to talk about, talking about the party and what's ahead this season. Waynette, how are you? Great to see you.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
well, thank you for having me on.
Always fun to have you here. Thanks for coming. Now, Waynette, before we take a sneak peek at 2026, give us a recap of 2025. How did the season go for Dr. Pepper Park, and what were the highlight moments for you personally?
Oh, it was fantastic. We had a lot of shows. I've had some sleep.
That's over.
Yeah, that's over now. That's been over for a while, actually. But it was fantastic. We had a great season. Some things were down. Ticket sales were a little bit down, and also alcohol sales are down, which you may have already reported this, but nationally they're down about 54%. So we certainly were lumped in that, which is different. So this year we're taking a different approach, and we'll talk about that here in a bit.
Anything in particular for 2025, one concert or something that really stood out for you? Maybe because you liked the band or you dressed up like them or something?
Hairball is always great.
Yeah, you like
and,
Hairball.
And Yachtly Crew is my favorite band, like very, very favorite. Like I listen to yacht rock all the time. So for me, like Yachtly Crew is my happiness. But they're all great. They're fantastic. We had a lot of really nice people through there last year. Nothing stands out as anybody making me angry or being hard to deal with. So that's a good year.
And Yachtly Crew's coming back in July 24th this year. Let's talk about Green Envy. The St. Paddy's Day party kicks off at noon on this Saturday, when there'll be a bunch of St. Paddy's things going on. Yes. Talk about Green Envy. This is the first time you've done a St. Patrick's Day parade or a party.
Yeah, I'm not doing a parade.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It is the first time that we've done it. People really enjoy, the event space. It's kid friendly. There's lots of places to run around. It's not, as crowded. And really, I just created it because everyone, was asking me to. And, they really like the ability to, go up to the food truck and get a lot of different types of food. We're going to have a lot of Irish food, and snacky food, and, sweets and all kinds of great things at the event. And just kind of a laid back, chill vibe. And we've got 2.3 acres, of course, so you can bring your chair and you can bring your kids. You can bring your dog on leash. So it's really a great, family friendly experience. Of course, we have free parking in our parking garage that's owned by Carillion, the Riverwalk parking garage. And we also have a free shuttle that brings you right to the front gate. So super easy to park, super easy to get in and out. The event, of course, is from 12 until 6. Kids 12 and under are free. Adults are $5 in advance and $8 at the gate, plus taxes and fees. You can grab your tickets at drpepperpark.com. We have $5 Shake and the Jared Stout Band, two local favorites, my favorites. So you'll definitely, have some great music to be moving around and some contests and just a lot of fun to be had.
And this is like a month earlier than you normally would start a season, so I guess it's a chance to get volunteer out there as staff and kind of go through like a
training. Yeah, for sure. Well, a lot of our staff, actually all of them except one, are coming back from last year, so there's not too much training to do. And of course, our volunteer organization is FAME Cheer Competition Cheer, and they volunteer at all of the events. In fact, last year, we were able to raise $22,000 for their organization through volunteer efforts. So we certainly appreciate that. Could not do it without them. And we're going to be unveiling some big surprises at the St. Paddy's Day party. So
big surprises as far as what? Bookings you're going to announce?
Very visual things that you need to be on site to see. So that's why we call it Green Envy, because everybody else is going to be jealous if they don't come.
Like big scary leprechauns or something? Or
I can't tell you.
All right.
But it's a great preview for some new fabulous things that we have coming up in the 2026 season. Also new this year, we've partnered with Silly Goose, which is a THC seltzer. So we have a special license. So now we can We can have that as an offering, as well as, you know, soda, water, Dr. Pepper always, you know, beer, wine, all of the things that we usually sell. So just gives people some different offerings for beverage selection.
All right. We'll talk with Wayneette Anderson, the president of Dr. Pepper Park at the Bridges. And then after that, the first music concert, I say the big name is Gabby Barrett.
Yes.
On April 30th. Talk about that. And is that the first time she's played here?
Second,
okay.
Yeah, she was there 2 or 3 years ago. She took a minute to have a baby, her third baby. She was actually pregnant with her third child when she performed for us last time, but she hadn't announced it yet. It was just a fantastic performance.
Okay.
All right, day 49, WFIR. We have Wayneette Anderson live in the studio with us, President Dr. Pepper Park, and getting ready to kick off the new season this weekend. Well, Wayneette, for sure, one thing Dr. Pepper Park is known for is top flight tribute bands. So here's the question. Who is on the schedule so far?
So far, we've got Always Jovi, which is a Bon Jovi tribute. So fun fact about that band, we've got the former lead singer of Trickster is the lead singer for that band. So there's also a national act, you know, spent on that. Hairball is coming up on May 23rd. We've got Hollywood Nights, which is a Bob Seger tribute, and the Broken Hearts, Tom Petty, and the Heartbreakers. I have to look at my list.
Oh, I have that's a, I know there was a Wildflowers was another tribute band for Tom Petty. This is Broken Hearts, pretty good.
The Broken Hearts, they are amazing. They are just legit musicians. Actually, one of the founding members was in the Heartbreakers band.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you don't want to miss them. This is actually their second appearance. We've got Rumors, LA, Fleetwood Mac tribute coming back. Of course, good. Yachtly Crew, which is my favorite. Shouldn't have a favorite, but I have a favorite. We're announcing shows every week. We've got a great big country announcement next week. We've got a lot more tributes that we're going to be announcing in the coming days as well.
Yeah, I noticed. I think as far as the number of bands, I think it's sort of like 16 were booked so far, but that number could come close to doubling, I would imagine.
Oh, it's heading that direction. So okay. We basically, yeah, I'm really pleased with the booking this year because we've got our April, May, June, July pretty much full. And so now we're just focused on, you know, August through October, although we do have some shows we've already announced. Like in September, we've announced Priscilla Block. Don't wait to buy those Priscilla Block tickets or Chase Matthew tickets because they're selling like crazy.
Oh, wow. We'll talk with Wayneette Anderson from Dr. Pepper Park at the Bridges. Three comedy nights this season, entitled Comedy's Best Kept Secret. Talk about that. That's a new thing for you, right?
Yeah, actually, a comedy promoter reached out to me because they were routing somebody from Saturday Night Live, and they wanted to book at our venue in January, which we really don't do that. So just through those discussions, obviously we're closed in January as a seasonal venue. So we got to talking, and I said, you know, I've always really wanted to do comedy, try comedy at Dr. Pepper Park. Yeah, we've got chairs and space and you know, some new things that we're launching at Green Envy that are going to be instrumental in helping with the comedy's best kept secret. So these are comedians that are super funny, on their way up. In fact, the second comedian that we're going to be announcing for the June 26th Comedy's Best Kept Secret, they actually just got on the Kevin Hart tour as the opening act. So these are big comedians. You may not have heard of them before, but they're proven very funny. So, you know, definitely get tickets to that. We're going to have opening comedians for them as well. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get, like, in some cases, 3-4 comedians for the price of one. So it's going to be a good time. Everybody loves to laugh.
And the first one is Rocky Dale Davis.
Rocky Dale Davis, yes.
May 29th.
He's my favorite comedian. Actually, I went to Tampa, Florida to see him. And I actually got to meet him.
Was that before you were thinking about booking
him?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is before any of this happened. It just was like, oh, this is meant to be. Everything was leading me down this road. But he's from Alabama, and he just has, like, just the funniest perspective on life and, you know, his sobriety and his divorce and just, you know, real life stuff. And he does a lot of great crowd work as well.
All right. We'll talk with Wayneette Anderson, Dr. Pepper Park at the Bridges. I see that the Roanoke Wing Fest is going to return. Now, you did not do the Wing Fest last year.
We took a year off last year, and everybody was not happy about that. And so we are going to bring that back. Right now, we're ever focused on artist routing for national acts. And then once all of those kind of settle in where they're landing, we'll be able to announce the Roanoke Wing Fest date. It's either going to be in late August or in September at some point. So we're just trying to find that sweet spot without, you know, blocking any of the national acts that we could potentially get.
Right. And I wanted to ask you about that. And we've talked about this before, is that a lot of times when you have a late booking, it's because you have to wait to see how a band is going to route their series to see if they can plug in Roanoke, you know, between Greensboro and Richmond or something like that.
Or they're on a big tour. Right. They're opening for Luke Combs, for instance, and then we might grab them. The opener, you know, would be big enough to be at our place. And so we might grab them off that tour. So a lot of times people are on a larger tour and they'll branch off and do their own individual dates that are in line with where they're headed. So a lot of that happens. And we want to take advantage of those routed opportunities. Also this year, we are moving the Dr. Pepper Day celebration to Dr. Pepper Park, which I'm really excited about. This year, it's on a Saturday. So it's going to be a full day festival. And we're going to have tons of vendors and live music all day. And it's totally free. Of course, we're going to have those amazing Dr. Pepper Day t-shirts that everyone loves to collect.
I've got a couple of those.
Make sure you put it on your calendar now, October 24th. It's on a Saturday. It's going to be at Dr. Pepper Park.
And of course, that's 10-4. You know, that's when the old marketing campaign says you should drink Dr. Pepper. Now, are you moving it just because it happens to land on a Saturday at Dr. Pepper Park? Or?
Yeah, I've always wanted it to be there. Actually, it was supposed to be there in 2020. And then, of course, we know what happened in 2020. So we ended up doing a drive-through Dr. Pepper Day, which
I remember that
we did great, but you know, it was complicated and it wasn't what we wanted, but it's what we had to do. We did a drive through at Dr. Pepper Park. So it's been there before, but in a drive through capacity. So we're really excited, you know, to have it at the park this year.
So we're going to wrap up here in a couple minutes, but I see, Jody Messina, Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, Lauren, Elena.
Yeah, we've got blues coming this year. Do you know about Kingfish? He's a big blues artist, Grammy Award winning. He did a big hit with Buddy Guy, and he does vocals, and he's also just a master guitarist. We'll go down as one of the best guitarists of all time.
Really? So that's June 4th. I might have to check that out.
You have to check it out. Like, he's just incredible. So we're doing some different things this year: blues. We've got pop, comedy. You know, we're doing all kinds of things. I don't know of any other outdoor venue that's doing more than us.
So. July 2nd, the Pop 2000 Tour, Chris Kirkpatrick, O-Town, B.B. Mack, Ryan Cabrera, LFO. What's that all about?
Well, it's, you know, 90s pop. So all the girls love these boy bands, and it's a lot of fun. They've actually come before. They've been 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Did you have them mashed up like this or just?
Yeah.
Okay, you did. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right. Got about a minute, 90 seconds left. Just how many years is this now for Dr. Pepper? 15?
It feels like 15, okay. But no, it's, this is year 12.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm just wondering when you got it, I probably ask you this every year, but when you got it set up and all that. Were you like, well, is this going to be sustainable? I mean, you're 12 years in, you have a very loyal following.
Yeah.
So you're doing something right.
Listen, if I'm involved, it's going to work. So it's like, it's just, you know, I work really hard, you know, to make it happen. And we couldn't do it without the support of our sponsors. And of course, I surround myself with the best of the best as far as our event staff and on site and our volunteers. So I never had any doubt that it could work. I thought it would work sooner than the 3-year mark. It took us quite a while to get people on site because of the location awareness. But then once it got rolling, you know, once people come one time, you know, they're hooked. They're like, this place is fantastic. Easy to get in, easy to get out, free parking, you know, family friendly. You know, we try to do a lot to make it really affordable for people in the market. This year, we're offering 12 and under are free for all of our shows. Which makes it a lot more feasible for families to get out and enjoy live music entertainment. The only thing that's 18 plus is our comedy series, just because of subject matter and language at times. So other than that, kids are welcome.
Real quickly, where do people go to find out about tickets and things like that?
Yeah, they do go to drpepperpark.com, drpepperpark.com, or download the free mobile app on your Samsung or Apple device. It's Dr. Pepper Park.
She's got the whole spiel there. Wynette Anderson, president of Dr. Pepper Park at the Bridges. We're going to have to leave it there. But Wynette, best of luck in the new season.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.